This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. High-ranking U.S. and Israeli delegations flew from Israel Monday for a visit to Abu Dhabi, the first ever commercial flight from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. AP correspondent Joseph Krauss reports the flight flew into Saudi Arabian airspace shortly after takeoff.
One interesting thing about this flight is that the plane is being allowed to pass over Saudi Arabia. That's significant for two reasons. Number one, it shows that the kingdom, which has not yet moved to normalize relations with Israel, is at least acquiescing in this deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. It's also significant because that reduces the flight time to about 3 hours and 20 minutes, which would make it commercially viable.
The UAE will become the third Arab nation to have normalized relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. Sudanese leaders and rebel commanders agreed Monday on a historic peace deal, a crucial first step towards ending 17 years of conflict, an AFP correspondent said. Leaders of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, an umbrella organization of rebel groups from the western region of Darfur and the southern states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile, raised their fists in celebration after inking the deal. The agreement struck the capital of neighboring South Sudan was initialed and not signed as a way to leave the door open for two key holdout rebel groups to join in a final agreement, officials said. A Lebanese diplomat has been appointed to form a new government in crisis-hit Lebanon after winning the backing of major political parties. President Michel Aoun asked Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, to form a new government after he secured 90 votes in the 128-member parliament. Adib told reporters his number one priority will be to quickly form a government able to implement crucial reforms to regain the trust of the Lebanese and international community. This is VOA News. Worldwide, there are more than 846,000 COVID-19-related deaths with 25.2 million confirmed infections, with just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. Australia and South Korea are among nations which remain in the grips of high increases in COVID-19 cases, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Australia has recorded its deadliest day of the pandemic yet. The Health Department in Victoria has reported 41 deaths from COVID-19 and 73 new infections in the latest 24-hour period, while in South Korea, officials have counted its 18th straight day of triple-digit daily jumps in coronavirus cases, as its health minister warns about an increase in transmissions gone untraced and infections among senior citizens. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is set to surpass 6 million confirmed coronavirus cases to go along with the world-leading 183,000 deaths the country has recorded. Four Midwestern states recently reported record one-day increases in new cases: Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. The European Union's executive called on Monday for dialogue with Turkey and demanded that Ankara refrains from unilateral steps that stoke tensions in Eastern Mediterranean. Should dialogue not bear fruit, a spokesman for the European Commission told a briefing Monday, the EU has already moved towards sanctions. China is opening another chapter in its bitter trade and diplomatic dispute with Australia with the launch of a second probe into Australia's wine imports. China's Commerce Ministry announced Monday it will investigate over 36 government subsidy programs for the Australian wine industry. The probe will last one full year. Australia's federal trade minister issued a statement pushing back against Beijing's claims, saying the government's research and development programs equate to subsidizing the country's wine exports. Italian police say at least three migrants were killed, six were injured, and one is missing after their boat caught fire in the Ionian Sea off the coast of Italy Sunday. Coast Guard video shows the boat in flames and sailors frantically yelling instructions as they try to rescue those in the water. Police say the ship's engine reportedly caught fire and exploded as it was being navigated into port. For more on these or any of the stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.